News, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Satter on the other side of the glass. We thank Ali Stevens for taking great care of the Sunrise show this week, and Rob Satter making sure all the podcasts got posted. On the news line with us now, Tim Schaefer is here, Executive Director of the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission. He's been on the job for 4 years, but making a lot of big changes and trying to streamline things, but at the same time keeping, it's not an obsession, but what would you call your interest in conservation and making sure that after Tim Schaefer has done that, the fisheries and our environment's better off than it was before?
Well, that's the reason we're here. That's the reason our board members are here, our staff's here. We're in it to further our mission, which is to protect, conserve, and enhance aquatic resources and provide fishing and boating opportunities, and doing it all across the Commonwealth. And this time of year, it's with people in boats, and that's what we're really hoping to be able to share some safety tips for your listeners this morning.
Before I used to dig into it and study it and get to do interviews, I thought the Fish Commission put trout in and sold licenses and patrolled. You talk about conservation and some of the real nuances. Dig into that. What are some subtle things that relate to preserving the fisheries and the environment?
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks again for the opportunity. So our staff, we have about 420 people statewide. You know, people think most often of our waterways conservation officers that are, you know, really visible there on the river, in your neighborhood and across Pennsylvania. But we have biologists that are out surveying the waters throughout the year, not only for the game fish that are in the rivers and the creeks and the streams, but all fish, reptiles, and amphibians. We have jurisdictional responsibility for those species, and we take it really serious. Pennsylvania is unique in where we're positioned. You know, we're the Keystone State for a lot of reasons, but we're the northernmost reach for some species, the southernmost reach for some species. We've got some that spend part of their time in the Atlantic Ocean, some that spend their lives in the Great Lakes. So it's a really diverse mix of again, fish, reptiles, and amphibians. We have jurisdictional responsibility for all of them, and take that responsibility very seriously.
Yeah, it's a friend of mine is who I usually go trout fishing with, said we went fishing on Lake Erie, and it's basically a commercial fishing boat with two motors and safety equipment and radar, and just like you're going deep out into sea. And so it's of course a much different situation, but still Pennsylvania. Well, let's dig into the reason that you were in our area recently, a new boat launch. Maybe to some folks doesn't sound like a big deal, but I think it speaks. It's almost symbolic and, of course, important for anglers.
It is, and it also speaks to the partnership that we have with the Department of Transportation. You know, across Pennsylvania, we work with PennDOT to identify opportunities whenever there's a road or a bridge project to improve public access. And it's no secret, you know, how boating, in particular, unpower boating with kayaks has just exploded across the Commonwealth. And when you know, the large transportation project that's still underway was happening in the central Susquehanna Valley. We really seized the opportunity to work with PennDOT to collaboratively establish a new access point right there at Winfield. So was there as we cut the ribbon symbolically on it recently. And, you know, that Susquehanna River water trail is being used by people, frankly, from across the country that have discovered what a gem our river is here. Our agency operates about 300 public accesses statewide, and there's really over 1,000 public accesses. People in this country don't realize how fortunate we are to have so much public access to water. That's not the case in all countries, and in fact, it's not the case in all states, and we've got it really better than anybody here in Pennsylvania. So, yeah, so we were up there to open the new access. I know it's getting used really heavily this time of year, and one of the things that we stressed there was a safety checklist, really things that you can do to be safe on the water, and that's what, you know, welcome the chance to share with your listeners here this morning.
It's a perfect access point if you're going to float to Sunbury in a kayak or canoe, because it's just the right amount of length of time, a couple mm-hmm. of 2-3 hours or so. So that's probably one of its big advantages. Okay, so you have been enjoying a resurgence in use of waterways during your tenure mm-hmm. because of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. How are the numbers now in terms of boating and kayaking and fishing?
Yeah, sure. So with you know, again, it's those unpowered boats just continue to really explode in popularity. They've risen by, you know, over 30% in the numbers that we've seen in terms of at least just the launch permits. We hold steady at about 300 registered motorboats in Pennsylvania. That's we've been right in that number for a lot of years. You know, sometimes you'll see with fuel costs, you'll see that, you know, dip a little bit in the activities, but unpowered boats, the kayaks, we've really seen the surge in activity. Motorboats about the same. As far as fishing activity, we did see the boom as agencies did across the country with you know, growth and people that were fishing. We're back down. We're still ahead of where we were pre-pandemic levels. We're, you know, a few percentage points ahead of where we were in 2019. So love the fact that people are still out on the water. We've tried to make it as easy as possible for people to connect with the water. And you talk about some of the changes we've made. You can now, you know, purchase your fishing license, renew your boat registration, get your launch permit, all from the convenience of your phone. I mean, that's the way that everything has moved. And, the boaters have really embraced that convenience, as have the anglers, to just get everything at your fingertips. And with that, you know, with the convenience of the mobile devices, we have a really nice mobile app, which is Fish Boat PA. One of the features on it is a near me function, where you can find out where are the boating accesses 5, 10, 15, 20 miles from where you are. So, yeah, the surge has continued, and we're trying to make it as easy as possible for people to connect to the water.
I would like you to adapt the app. I would like to catch another 15, 16, 17-inch trout one more time in June. So where the big ones would be?
Well, I'll talk to our IT developers to see if they can add that to it. One thing, you know, as a good reminder, though, is our, you know, our trout stocking schedules are all online. One of the things that we've added in the last couple years is highlighting where we do stock the golden rainbow trout, which are really popular for anglers. Used to be we just rolled them in with the rainbow trout, but we've highlighted where those waters are. So sorry, Mark, can't tell you exactly where the big ones are, but know that they're out there.
Oh, other people probably know, so they'll tell me. Well, because of the maybe it was emphasized because of the resurgence in popularity of kayaking and boating after the pandemic, or during the pandemic and afterward, Safe Boating Week sort of becomes a bigger deal for some folks. They may be hearing about some of these safety guidelines for the first time, or just being reminded for the second time. Talk about that, this idea that Safe Boating Week is a reminder for everybody, but you got a lot of new people out there.
For sure, and Tim, you know, National Safe Boating Week is typically the week before Memorial Day. We're well into the boating season now. Frankly, we see the boating season starting even earlier in the year and lasting, you know, late into the fall. But it's an opportunity for us to remind both experienced boaters about safety tips and then new boaters. And really, we focus on five things with the basic boating checklist for basic boating safety. And the number one thing is wear your life jacket. It's the most effective way to stay safe on the water. Law requires that you have a life jacket on board for everybody in your boat. Children age 12 and under must always wear their life jacket when aboard a boat less than 20 feet and all canoes and kayaks. It's important to make sure that life jacket fits. We can all remember being, you know, in a life jacket that was sort of ill-fitting when we were a kid, shoved into a boat, it's coming up over your head. That's not going to work. For one, it's not legal. You have to have it to be legal. It has to actually fit the occupants. And the reason for that is, particularly with a kid, if they get in the water and they've got one of those bulky life jackets and it comes up over their head, it could actually suffocate them. So you need to make sure that those life jackets fit. We call it the touchdown test, where have a kid put their arms up like they're motioning for a touchdown. If you can pick them up by the straps of their life jacket and it doesn't come up over their head, it fits. About 80% of our fatalities every year in Pennsylvania on the water is a result of people not wearing their life jacket. So please, that's the top thing you can do is wear that life jacket.
Just very briefly here, BUI still growing in numbers, or is that stabilized? We don't hear quite as much about the violations.
Yeah, I think, you know, we're, and again, our officers are out looking for impaired boaters. You know, the reminder is that the BUI, boating under the influence, is the same as driving under the influence. And, you know, please, if you're going to drink when you're on the water, have a designated boater. Impairment comes on quickly when you're on the water. Again, our officers are out there, you know, looking for signs of impairment. We'll actually be having, we're part of a national effort called Operation Dry Water, which happens right in conjunction with the 4th of July weekend, where we'll be working with law enforcement agencies throughout the Commonwealth to really target under the influence boaters. I mean, if you're out there, that's it's a couple thousand pound missile that you're driving, and it can be very dangerous. So, you know, please do not drink and boat. And if you do, please choose a designated boater. And if you would, you know, get caught under the influence when you're operating a boat, the penalties are the same as if you're driving a car.
All right. We only have a minute left, so I'll just turn the mic over. We have, of course, dozens of things we could potentially talk about, but your closing remark.
Yeah, so to make sure that another way to be safe on the water is to take a basic boating safety course. If you operate a boat 25 horsepower or more, you need to have a boating safety certificate. Also, jet skis, you know, personal watercraft that remain really popular, you need to have taken one of those courses to operate that vessel. So you can get them online at fishandboat.com. There's a number of in-person courses that you can attend as well. Find out all that information at fishandboat.com. But please, you know, wear your life jacket, don't drink and boat, be safe on the water, and then I guess first and foremost, have a good time. That's what you're out there to do.
Yeah, try to enjoy it. Be in the moment. You haven't adopted that slogan yet, but we hear it on other interviews comparably. So I think that's it. Yeah, enjoy your time out there. Thank you so much, Tim. Thanks for all you're doing. Thanks for your conservation mindset and all the subtleties that are associated with that. It's all going to help future generations. So thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mark.
And it's Tim Schaefer, Executive Director of Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission, fourth year on the job at the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission. You can find out more information about his work and all the work of the Fish and Boat Commission at fishandboat.com.